This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, awesome episode today. We got OKP Greg Stone on the show for the beginning, and then Man Sam fills in at the end. We talk about spring breaks, relationships, and hooking up. J-Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Sam's New York Labs are here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every week. I'm going to say it again. Thank you guys for listening. Keep telling your friends, and let me feather your nuts. If you're a longtime listener, we got an OKP on, Mr. Greg Stone.
Good to be back.
It's good to have you.
Oh, it's good to be back.
It's good. This has been the week of OKPs. We had Carly Aquilino on last episode, which was great. And now we got the big dog.
The big dog, baby.
The big dog is back. Big dog came back to bark. How you been? You seem tense.
I'm good. I'm tense, you know.
What's wrong?
Are we getting into it?
Let's get into it. Just get right into it. Give me that Greg Stone fire.
Let's just be real. You know, dealing with...
I haven't seen you in so long. You look great.
I mean, I feel great.
Yeah.
I feel great. You look great.
Thanks, buddy.
A haircut. You got a nice haircut.
I got cleaned up.
It's going to be here. Man, Sam, so, I mean, you haven't changed, but it's always been 100%.
100.
Oh, you've always been 100%.
Kept it 100.
Love having
it 100. Keep it at 100. So what's going on?
No, just battling. Nothing, just like dealing with shit. But I can talk about something else.
Sure.
That's just about... That's not... With How do I switch this so I'm not talking about someone, but then we can talk about someone?
Well, no, hold on. Let's do this, okay? Let's just get into the emails.
Yeah, get into
the
emails.
Let's get straight in. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. You know Greg Stone. @Greg_Stone? What are you?
Greg Stone underscore.
He's got the worst Twitter handle of all time. @Greg_Stone. And you got the Rad Dude Cast.
I mean,
still going?
They know about it. Dude, hard.
Hard.
Going hard, man.
Going hard. All of you who don't, a lot of their listeners come from here.
We've got a lot of crossovers.
And if you want to go listen to the whole Rad Dude Cast stable, they are on the Drinking Cast episode that is a Thomas Paine quote of some sort.
Yeah.
And now Thomas Paine comes up in my daily life for some reason. Like, I've heard his name.
I brought him back.
You brought him
single-handedly.
Back.
Single-handedly. I take credit
for... He's in vogue because of you.
I put Thomas Paine into random things.
It's crazy.
People are like, what, Thomas Paine? I'm like, yeah, man, he's back.
Success and jealousy. Dear J-Train, cue the guitar. This is a female email. I'm a junior film cinematography major at a school in a town. My boyfriend of 6 months is an engineering major at another school, and he plans to take over his father's engineering business back home. Whenever we're home for breaks in our home state, he has his dad's business to fall back on and earn money. Meanwhile, I can't find a job that will hire me for less than a month before going back to school. I can't help but worry about my career after I graduate in 3 semesters, and will probably have to live back home for a while before I'm earn enough money to live on my own. It will also suck to see everyone I know from high school when it happens. I'm just jealous of his job security, even though I would never want to do what he does. My question is, what was your first year or two out of college like? Should I feel as bad as I do for not having my whole career together while I'm still in school, or is this a normal thing? I'm also sick at home and now feel even worse that I'm staying in my bed while everyone else enjoys the life and goes out to parties. Any tips on what to do will make me feel more busy and productive. Thanks for making my commute road trips to the best. I love the podcast. What do you think?
What did he do? What did he go to school for?
She goes to school for cinematography and film.
Oh, so then
get used to not having a job and money.
Yeah, enjoy yourself. You're an artist. I'm 36 years old. My life is still in the fucking gutter, but I'm happy.
Why is your life? Are you happy?
Oh, I'm so happy. I mean, like, my life generally? Yeah. Like, I am happy. I'm creating.
Yeah.
I'm creating shit that I'm proud of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so yeah, I mean, none of these people know who I am. Well, the J Train people know who
I am.
They know. But like, if I walk down the street, no one's stopping me.
Have you ever been stopped in the street?
I have. When I did America's Got Talent, I was getting it a lot.
I remember when you do it,
but then it
America's
died.
Got Talent it as died. Gary Veeder's roommate.
Yeah. When I was doing that, people were like, hey man, it's a weird question, but are you Gary Veeder's roommate? And I was like, yeah, I hate my life. Thank you. That's of all the things I've worked my heart, the hardest on.
Well, this is the thing. You can't choose what people end up liking.
Yeah.
You know, that you just had, what you're saying is correct for this person that's in this industry. Like, she's looking to get into cinematography and film, which means you got to be a fucking back of the line bitch.
Yeah. You're going to be broke, but as long as you, like, you know, you got to find, this is the thing that I'm a major in, because I am very, like, in my mind, I have to keep myself from jumping in front of the end train every day, you know?
But you're happy.
I am happy. Yeah, no, it's like, kidding. You know, I am happy. I'm not rich. I mean, if I had done any of the other options that I was going for, I would have made more money.
Mm.
But this comedy is the thing I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I'm constantly creating. So you can't just look at yourself like, oh, I'm not a billionaire, or you're never fucking bullshit. You know, it's like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. If you keep looking at your right and left and comparing yourself, you're never going to be happy. Like, yeah. And you're always going to, you know, I wouldn't get in the business. I've said this before, I think on this podcast. I don't know if I've said it here. I don't get in the business of counting the money in other people's wallets.
Yeah.
Like, that'll never help you get anywhere, because you're always going to be wrong.
Yeah.
You're never going to be right. And then, also, the fact of the matter is, you should be happy for the people in your life that you love and their successes.
Yeah.
It'll never get you anywhere to be like, well, why didn't I get my thing? Because she even wrote in her email, she's like, she goes, I would never want to do what he does.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've made your choice.
Absolutely.
And I think this is fixed. I think when you graduate, it's going to feel like a bottomless pit.
Yeah.
You have no idea what's coming or what's going to happen. But all you can do, and I'm going to jump on Greg's advice, is do.
Yeah.
It's do. You can't, the more you sit in your bed and get sick and look to your right, look to your left, the more you're going to keep looking to your right and left and keep getting depressed.
I did film in college. That's actually what I did. Like, yeah, it's not easy to get a job, but you got to be out there. You really got to be filming things, got to be editing things. You have to be putting that legwork in. Take free jobs. Go play on sets. Like, be around it, you know?
I mean, that is the
you
best.
You have to.
And the thing is, the thing that sucks as far as that industry, like any industry where you have to do free work, people who never have to do free work can't appreciate that.
Yeah.
So they always say to you, well, how much are you getting paid? And you're like, no, I'm doing the open mic.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, what do they pay you? And you're like, it's actually cost money for me to do the open mic. And they're like, well, why? That seems backwards. Like, no, but I'm building up a portfolio of stuff that can get me to the next thing.
Yeah. Can I throw two pieces on this? I'm sorry, but this is my forte. I think especially with comedy and all this shit, you look at this, it's like every time you do something, every time she does something, she's taking a penny and she's putting it in a bag.
Mm.
And you look at it, you go, it's just a fucking penny. But after the course of 10 years, you have so many fucking pennies that you have a bunch of money that you didn't realize. Like, as a comedian, we did all those open mics.
Yeah.
I did all these podcasts for free, for nothing. Then all of a sudden, you put me on any fucking podcast, and I'm killer.
Yeah.
You know, you put me in front of a stand,
not
a show.
You'll get killer at some point.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. No.
Yeah, but there is truth. Not here today,
not
but usually.
Now. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Usually he's killer.
But like, you go on the road, you've been on the road, and you see the other comics and they suck, and you go, well, I know how to work this room.
Yeah.
Why do you know how to work that room? You have no money in the bank, but you have a series of skills that you have fucking developed.
Yeah.
And that's so huge, and people don't see it.
And that
they don't have the money.
That's very true. And that is all about doing.
Yeah.
And it's also okay to not know what your goals are right now. She says she's confused. She doesn't know what's coming after college.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But your goal right now should be to figure out those goals.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that can be a goal to say, hey, I'm not sure what I want to do, but right now it's all I think about.
Yeah.
It's all I think about. What are my interests? What
goals,
are my passions?
Goals
to get goals. And that's okay.
Yeah.
And that is like, these are things that people don't tell you that are around you, because everyone around you is as nervous as you are.
Yeah.
Everyone around you, even your boyfriend with the engineering job that's set up from his dad, yeah. is thinking to himself, fuck, am I going to do this my whole life? I already know what I'm going to do my whole fucking life.
Yeah.
It's going to just be A to B to C to death.
Yeah.
You know, he has his own shit.
Yeah.
So everyone's got their own fucking anxieties, and the only thing to get over anxiety is to forward movement.
Right.
Absolutely. It's the only way, and that's picking up an internship. And maybe you pick up an internship for 6 months, and you're like, that job fucking sucked.
Yeah.
I never want to be that guy, but you're better off for knowing.
Yeah.
Well, that's the beauty about getting into film, too. It's like you don't have to take a six-month internship. You go do a weekend shoot. You get involved. Yeah, watch movies. Do something.
I have so much shit you could film, and I will not pay you for it. I'm very easy to find.
Yes.
I'll put you in work immediately.
But, you know, take some sustenance in knowing that everyone else is fucked.
Yeah.
That they're as anxious as you are, and that there is a way out of this feeling.
Yeah.
And that's doing. And I don't know what that's going to be.
The work.
Do something.
Yeah.
Just fucking go for a run.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I like this question. This is another, we have a lot of lady emails.
I love lady emails.
Called virginity.
Nice.
Do you remember losing your virginity?
Mine was a gradual.
I don't understand.
I gradually lost my
virginity. You gradually?
Gradually.
Was one whack at a day for a month?
It's funny, kinda. I was doing.
No. That's not how it works.
I was in eighth grade, and it was dry humping to. The next day was like putting on the underwear, then underwear moved away, then one in, then one out. So I never know if there was one specific where we had sex.
One in, one out. How many dicks do you have? What's going on?
Multiple dicks. No, but like we were hiding.
Three dick Greggy?
Yeah. Dude, I was in eighth grade.
Eighth grade.
I'm saying like her mom came in. It was like, get off me. We pull her swishy pants up, you know?
Swishy pants?
Remember the old Adidas swishy pants?
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Through a combination of living at home while attending college and not being interested in banging / dating anyone that I know, I'm a girl who's 20 and a virgin. All I've done is kiss someone. I asked my friends if I should tell the first guy I have sex with that I'm a virgin. Without hesitation, the guy said no. But one of my friends who's a girl said that it's okay for him to know. My friends are around my age, so they're doofuses. Well, that's why I'd like your perspective. I don't think the first guy I'll have sex with is going to be my boyfriend. I don't want a relationship. I just don't want to come someone to slide that veiny baton into me. That's a weird way to call.
Yeah.
She has not had sex. Veiny baton. I want to have sex with someone who seems nice, then leave and get myself some ice cream. Hooking up seems fun, and I'd like to have those experiences. It's interesting to me that some of my friends think I need to come off as experienced when I'm not. I don't think being a virgin is bad, even though all my friends have had sex. I know that everyone has their own life path. Thanks for reading my email. Don't use my name. What do you think?
I think I think that you should.
Would you want to know if you had sex with a virgin? Would you want to know before?
Here's what I want. Full. I love transparency. I always lean towards be truthful, but she has to be truthful with herself. And understand the fact that this first person she may get feelings for, maybe not, but also letting him know that, look, I'm a virgin, but it's just because that is. Like, she's, be like, I'm not looking to lose it to you.
For someone who wants it so casual, she's planned out a lot of shit. You know, she said, I want to get ice cream afterwards. Like, whoa, yeah. Why don't we get some fucking, you know, why don't we see about a head first?
20's also not bad.
No. We live in an over-sexualized world now.
Yeah.
So like everyone around you is talking about sex, having sex, thinking about sex, and you know, and it's all on the internet in front of you.
Yeah.
So I get why she's like not, you know, thinks that she's late to this bandwagon, but it's not late.
No, I really see, like, be honest with you, it's like, be honest, you know, like you're saying like, well, yeah, I'm a virgin. You don't want to lie to the guy. Because if you fuck him, then you just go, I'm a virgin. After, he's going to feel bad. He's going to feel, a really good person is going to feel this need to like be there for you and want to be that guy, but he doesn't have to be. Mm. But whatever feelings you have for this person, you should be transparent. And if he's cool with it, he'll, whatever that is, will happen. And if he's not, it's not. But no matter what you want in a relationship is person to accept you for who you are.
Yeah. And I think she needs to reassess how she's thinking of this situation. It sounds too much like a stop at the quickie mark for a Slurpee.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like the way she's describing how she wants her first time. it's, first of all, it's okay to want it to be special.
Yeah.
It's okay for you to want it to be with a special person. Don't be embarrassed. And I a lot of this language that she gives, it feels like it's encouraged by the times we live in.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's like, everyone's fucking.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, to her, it's like, well, and everyone doesn't want a girlfriend. And everyone doesn't. And she's like, well, I don't want any of those things. No, I'm cool. I'm cool. I'm cool. Yeah, yeah. And it's like, no, just be you.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. And my thing to her is, yes, absolutely, I would want to know if you're a virgin. I would absolutely want to know that, you know, that someone is making that my, you know, because that becomes the guy's responsibility too, to make that a nice night.
Yeah.
But I would also work my way up to that. Don't make sex just a stop on the fucking thing. You know, go with someone that you feel comfortable with, that's safe, that cares about you a little, you know, more than just the average person.
Yeah.
And you can do other stuff with, so that when that happens, it won't be a big monumental moment. It'll be like, oh, we already have this, you know, this back and forth and this physical chemistry that's been good for all the other stuff. So now this feels like the next right step.
Yeah. Also, man, can I throw this into the...
Sure.
Let your body, let you tell you when it's going to happen. Like, if you meet a guy and he's cool and you're just like, oh, and you're meeting, you're hanging out, then it's like, oh, then maybe that'll be happening. But maybe you're in a bar.
Yeah.
And you just happen to meet a guy and you're like, fuck, I just want to do this right now. Then you do it. None of it is a mistake.
Yeah.
The first time is bullshit. None of it means anything. Just let yourself tell you when you want it to happen. It's not like, just take the, you know, this is also stressful. Something I don't even remember. Like I said, I don't even remember my, it was just a half in, half out type thing.
Yeah.
So who gives a shit?
Half in, half out type thing. I don't know. It's just, it's got to be you.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do this one. Stage 5 Clinger. What's up? What's good, Jew Train? Love the show. Keep up the great work. Keep those nuts feathered. I'll delve into this real quick. I'm a freshman going into my second semester. During the first semester classes, I met this chick that a buddy of mine from high school knew. 3-3-2. This chick is bad. 3-3-2.
That seems low.
Come on. That seems... She started talking to me, saying that she knew my buddy from high school, me being friendly, and I started talking and going along. At this point, everything starts getting risky. Later along, though, the first semester, she becomes obsessed with me, and she's a stage 5 clinger. Now she used to live in a different dorm, so it was all manageable, but shit luck of mine, she gets kicked out of her last dorm for stalking and ends up on my floor 2 doors away from me. I've tried to ignore this chick long enough and tell her straightforward I'm not interested in her, but she doesn't get it. What's the game plan? When do I draw the line of being friendly and being an asshole? Appreciate your work. Keep it up.
What do you say? Let me answer a second on this one, because I got to think about it.
You got to think about it.
Yeah, I feel like, if like I've been in situations where I just don't know how to be like, I'll just,
well, I mean, like with any female nuts. Counterpart, like we all, with anybody in a situation where there's emotion involved, you believe, you hear what you want to hear.
Yeah.
So if he's giving her attention and then being like, get away from me.
Yeah.
She's hearing, but he gives me attention.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think you don't have to be an asshole. You can just be nice and walk away from it. Like, and also, what can she really do? She's not holding you down and raping you in a corner, not to like, you know, not to soften that, how bad that would be.
But of course,
but I'm saying this girl isn't like
not physically doing
physically anything. Harming you. So like deal with it.
Yeah. And you just called her 3-2-3. So,
so
I can't, like, fuck you.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think, I think there's this thing where it's like, she's stalking me, stage 5 clinger. It's like, dude, you're not that great either.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of the time, too, anytime anyone was like, oh, she's stalking me, then they stop, and then all of a sudden they're just like, they start to be like, hey, where you been?
Yeah.
And it's like,
Also, there's a little bit of this, and I'm going to call them out a little bit.
Yeah.
I think, and guys kind of go through this, like, where you want to look like a cool dude, and you have a girl that you're not attracted to that keeps coming up to you. So you're like, what does everyone else think of me
being
around this person that's, you know, publicly isn't known as an attractive girl? That's a dickhead thing you're doing.
It's a shitty thing.
It's a shitty thing.
Yeah.
And we're all guilty of this at some point in our lives in immaturity. We're like, oh, I don't want to be seen with this person.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, get over yourself.
Yeah.
No one's that dumb.
Yeah.
Where if you're seen around them, they think less of you
because
they don't like that person.
You're a goddamn hero. You're when you're hanging around people that are They just, everyone sucks, but you find the goodness in them.
Yeah.
You're, like, you're a fucking hero.
Right?
Because you're able to see something that's good in someone, and people need that shit. And we all need that. How many times has someone come up to you and not wanted to hang out with you because you weren't fucking cool?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How many times you see a goddamn... You know, I hang out with... I saw Gary Goldman the other night, right? And I love that guy.
He was big time comic.
One of my favorite comedians.
So funny.
And now...
He's got a Netflix special. You should all check it out.
Yeah.
Great.
First time I met him, he comes up to me and goes, "Hey, Greg, how you doing?" And I'm like, "How the fuck do you know my name?"
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's this guy who was at the next level.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he took the time to memorize my name...
Next level. He's...
Five levels ahead.
Five, you know, 10.
Yeah.
You're nothing.
If you didn't know, I didn't come out with low self-esteem today, Fareed. I gotta go.
Why do you have low self-esteem?
No, I just argue with my lady. You know, I argue with my lady today.
What was the argument about? Get into it.
She's, you know, I love her. I love her. And here's the thing. And let's talk to you about this.
Sure.
Women get their period.
They do?
Yes. I need to inform you on this. And sometimes, some women, it affects them heavier, emotionally.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't think that's a problem. You know?
We get it. We've lived a long enough life at this point to say, the period train comes.
Yeah.
We're going to have some stalls at the station.
Yeah. And if you're emotional, I get high. I get drunk. Mm-hmm. I know what it means to be off kilter a little bit.
Yeah.
When
have
I'm
a bad
stoned,
day.
I think everyone's a fucking cop. I'm like, oh, this guy's, I think everyone's, why is that guy staring at me?
So you're comparing a period to being on drugs.
I think that, yes.
Yeah.
I do. It messes with your chemicals.
I hear
and
that.
And it makes you kind of more susceptible to being a little more sensitive, to being a little more upset. Sometimes I'm just in a bad mood. I'm a little more, so I get what that's like,
yeah,
and
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
fault you. But then sometimes women, I mean, you throw anything at them, you know? I'm like, maybe there's a, fuck. Actually, what's her name?
We'll talk.
I'm like, you know, you can't, I was like, you know, something's, maybe you're a little upset today. And she's like, that's mean when you say that. I'm like, we need to address this.
Yeah.
Like, and I do think that as like women out there, address the fact that you get like this. And I get like what I get. Like, I have my problems. Mm. And you have to be
able to say, today is not my day.
Self-aware.
I need to get away from other people.
Yes.
I don't have to put, I'm not feeling great.
Yeah.
But you're the boyfriend, though. So
that's
why you have a boyfriend, is to yell at them when you feel like shit.
And that's the thing is, and I don't mind.
You are kind of signing up for that deal.
Bag.
Yeah.
Punch me. But here's the thing is, I need to know that this is what's happening right now, I just think I'm a bad boyfriend.
Why don't you get the period?
I had the app. I had it.
You
and
had
I deleted
it?
It by accident. And it's been
so
fine.
This is why this is happening.
Exactly. No, and that's the thing. But like, she kind of came out swinging today because she had the whole week off.
Mm.
But I'm like, I'm a comedian. I have to go do work. I'm like, I have to go write and shit and do my thing. And she was just like, I thought you were out there the whole day together. I thought we were spending every day. And I'm like, we're spending tonight together. She's like, well, I'm off for you. I'm like, we can't do 24 hours just staring at each other. I have to work. And it's the
chicks
thing.
Love time.
I know. They just want. But it's like, and it's a thing of like quality time. I took her to the movies yesterday.
Okay.
We went to the movies. And I know, wasn't good time.
Yeah, that's not good
so
time.
So then after the movie, we came home and I just sat in bed with her and I just stared at her. I'm like, let's, here it is, quality, all of me.
Yeah, but that's not.
Here we are. Do it.
That's not quality.
Well, what's quality? I got to spend money on a dinner?
You got to plan something.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I planned a goddamn movie.
Why don't you plan a walk? I don't think sitting naked together in bed.
We had clothes on. I was in my jeans.
Your clothes off. Jeans in bed?
I got a small apartment.
That sounds horrible.
No.
Bed jeans?
No, I had my silky smooths on. I got these silky pants I got from her dad 2 years ago. They're real soft.
So you're wearing, hold on.
The silky
Let me
smooth.
Set the scene for what you think is a good night for her.
Well, it's, I,
you're
no,
in
no, you're,
her
let's
dad's
correct
jeans
this.
In just, bed staring at her.
No, first of all.
I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm on
like,
your
before
side.
Before you do, you have to understand something. We're in an 8-year relationship.
Yeah.
Okay? This isn't, when she's off, I'm not doing, we're not going to the fucking tavern on the green every night. She's got a week off.
I hear you. I'm not
so
saying that.
I'm just giving her time.
My point on this is that when you say it's 8 years, so it's 8 years. We'll just sit here.
Yeah.
That's not.
But that's
no,
more
but
enjoyable.
Maybe that's what she's asking for. A little effort.
A little effort?
Just a little. Little
that
something out
thing.
Of you.
And I don't mind
the
effort.
Doesn't have to be money. Money doesn't equal effort.
But that's the thing is I don't mind the effort, but today there was no plan.
What movie did you see?
You don't even want to know.
I do
want to
know.
Of course. I would take a guess.
It was Guardians of the Galaxy for the 7th time.
No, we did see Star Wars. So
Star Wars?
Clearly.
See, this is... Everything about this sounds like you're in service of yourselves time.
Well, that was a thing. It wasn't like, I will say that I'm being a little high holy, but I took her to a movie. I was like, hey, let's all, you know, like, let's all go to the movie. I had four tickets, so I took the roommates to the movie. But then I went online and waited at Levain Cookies for an hour to get her these fucking cookies.
Okay, you got the Levain cookie. Yeah, that's a big deal cookie.
It's a big deal cookie. And then I was like, you want to go to this with this fancy pizza place?
Did you eat any of the cookie?
I got her four. I spent $16 on four fucking cookies.
You got her, so she had all four.
She has three. I ate one.
She had three cookies?
Well, you know, she's on a period. Let her get a little different flavor.
Here's part of the problem,
I wanted
though,
to try all the flavors.
You're laying out a very rational case, for sure.
Yeah.
But, like you said, chemistry's a little off. She's a little emotional. No, so it's like, you can't say, hey, I did this, this, and this. She's going to be like, I don't care. I want
to. No, and that's the thing. I'm not trying to say I did all these things. I'm just taking the punches right now.
Right.
And I walked into the J Train podcast, like, beat up. And I'm like, sorry,
guys. You look like a deflated...
I love her. She's so great all the other time, so that when these things do happen, I just like batten down the hatches, let her throw the punches because I know they're not real.
Maybe you slip something, like what's like a period helper?
No, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah, this sounds like you're drugging somebody. I don't know.
I just think I could understand that for the week she took off, where it's like, okay, now I'm getting Greg time.
Yeah.
That she expected, and whether that's right or wrong, I could see where she's coming from, where she's like, I expected something, a high-level Greg time rather than a low-level Greg time.
See, this kind of happened, too. Okay. So we did, I brought her to Mohegan Sun with me.
Oh, yeah. You were there last week.
Yeah, we had a great weekend. We were getting drunk. Mm-hmm. We were having a great time. Then we did Christmas at my parents' house.
Okay.
So there's like another, we're just kind of away from each other. We're doing it. She has off this week. She didn't take off this week. She has off this week.
Okay.
And she, I could see it's coming. Her brain is starting to
blow. The wheels are turning.
And I go, you know, like, she's like, well, maybe I'll just go to my parents for the week. And I was like, why are you going to go to your parents for the week? Stay with me. At least we can kind of hang or see each other. That's kind of what I did.
Yeah.
And then, and that was just like, I guess that meant every day, all day.
Well, that
I still have work.
This is how all guys do these stories. It's always backwards. Well, because I do hear where you're coming from. I've been in this situation where you say to her, stay, let's hang.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily what she wants.
No, but going home was a threat.
Yeah, of course.
And
it was a threat where the only reason she brought out the threat is because you were sitting there with literally, she was like, with nothing to do for the week. There was no forethought. You didn't think her being no work for a week was as special as she thought it would be.
I want to say no.
But I'm just giving
you... I think you might be right.
Yeah, and I think that's why she would threaten you. This happens to me all the time.
But she's not... That's the thing, is that she's not... She's very different. She's never been one of those people who's been like...
Yeah, but everyone's different until they're not.
Yeah.
Until that moment where they're like, yeah, I got to fucking...
What should I plan?
I don't know. I planned, I don't know, not a movie with your buddies.
All of my buddies.
Not me.
All my
buddies. Thanks for the invite.
The roommates. We all went. I had four free tickets to the movies.
Yeah.
And I was like, you want to go?
Free,
we'll go.
Too? You didn't even pay for the tickets?
No. Well, I did pay for them, but I paid for them by standing outside of a theater that was on fire.
So what do you mean?
The IMAX I was at last week.
It set ablaze?
Caught on fire. So
what happened?
Just like the fire alarm went off, and they evacuated everybody, and so they were giving out free passes. So I just got four. Just kept going around being like, "I'll take another one of these," and I was like, "Well, I was just in there too."
So the reason that you had tickets to take her to this movie, is because you initially went by yourself
with my brother,
with your brother.
To see Star Wars.
That's the thing.
We're big Star Wars guys.
I understand this. And I know the Raven very well.
The Wolf.
The Wolf. I'm sorry. So, the Wolf.
Very well.
My brother
the
is
wolf.
The Wolf. Yeah.
That's his brother's the Wolf. So, I know. But I'm saying all, like, and this is advice to the listener. I know we're just having a conversation right now, but anyone can impart it. If you're in a relationship with any girl, they don't want it, like, they don't want... I know I'm doing it. I do it too. Yeah. They don't want the thing you're doing together to be something that just fell into your lap.
Yeah, but that's the thing, man. I'm not like, we didn't plan anything. This week wasn't a week that we were going to be doing together. It wasn't like a thing. It wasn't a romantic week.
But the other thing is,
but then it was like, now it has to be.
But during when she's at work, you have the excuse of comedy at night. So you have the excuses to get out of what you're doing with her. So when you have no excuse...
But I do comedy at night and during the day.
I know you do. But I'm saying you have there's hours during your day that you could be with her. And she's saying that you chose to not make those special hours when you had the chance.
But that's not, see, that's the thing that pisses me off, is that when she's at work, I'm not like, well, you're choosing to be with school food.
But that's not the same though. What she's saying is, when you do have the time to get with me, you're not putting in the effort to make it a special time.
I mean,
and I'm
possibly.
Saying I've been in that situation, so I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying this
I mean
is where
you're
she's
right.
Coming.
It is, but I live
plus,
my life.
Plus,
three
she's
steps
got
behind.
On flow.
Yeah,
ringing in her ears.
Yeah, she has extras. I mean, but she's like, you know, she's not. It is definitely. Maybe I should have planned something.
Are
better.
We sure we don't want to slip something in her food?
I don't know. Maybe now after all this. Yeah.
Well, Greg, it was really good to have you. I know you got to get going.
I mean, I could have finished my sentence.
Oh, finish your sentence. Sorry, you were on the clock.
Yeah. No, I know. I was going to wait until 33.
Well, we could do one more email. One more email. Does that sound good?
All right, but I wanted to just
let's talk it out.
Give you a little. Give me acceptance on the fact that I think the truth is that sometimes my problem in comedy is that I allow myself to be like, because, you know, we'll be dead for a week, but that doesn't mean I'm dead because something comes up every day.
Totally.
You know what I mean? So I think that I just allow myself to be like, oh, I have the week off, but then I'm like, well, I have to say yes to everything instead of just saying no. I should just say, no, I'll keep the day off.
Well, I think what we do a lot and like what a lot of people, like, you have to live your life.
Yeah.
You have to schedule your things as they come and you're open to being booked at any time. But at the same time, you also have to make time, you know, make the honest effort to spend time with family and friends. Like all of us have those friends that we're like, ugh.
Yeah.
I gotta fucking hang with this guy.
And
he feels like a chore.
Yeah.
And it's like as you get later in life, you take away those chores.
You're
just like, okay, I just don't see that person anymore.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's what it is.
No, you're right. I only surround myself. I try to only surround myself with the people that bring me joy, and I bring them joy.
Do you?
I mean, if I don't, then I probably won't see them anymore. If I don't bring you joy, then I'm not going to.
That's why you're here today. That's why I needed you here today.
How many friends do you hang out with where you're like, I kind of like that guy, but then you don't get it in return, and you go, you know what? Well, I'm not going to be around you.
I've had that happen.
You know?
Yeah. I think this is like once you guys get older, you're like, oh, that guy doesn't even want to hang, doesn't really care to hang with me, so fuck it.
Yeah. So who cares?
I don't have the energy.
Yeah, I don't have the energy. You know, you're not going to let me finish my sentences. If you're going to look at your phone every 2 seconds, it's like, oh, you'd rather be somewhere else. Be somewhere else. I'm not mad at you.
Yeah.
You go be somewhere else. I'll go.
If you want to be at the Star Wars movie with the Raven.
The wolf.
The wolf. Without me. I'm cool with it.
I only took the roommates, but I would have taken you.
Roommates.
Do you want to go see Star Wars? I'll see Star Wars.
I saw it.
Did you like it?
I did.
I loved it.
I liked it.
Me too.
I liked it. I liked, man, it really, I mean, this evil white guy thing. That is crazy. I mean, there is not one white guy, good white guy in that whole movie.
Can I say this? It used to be with like, you'd have the black guy who's kind of poor and then he's tough and he knows how to fight. And those were those tropes.
Yeah.
White has finally become a trope.
Yeah.
And so now it is true. It's easier to hate a white guy.
Of course.
Because we're building this thing. So now all the time, for the longest time though, white guys were the villains. I mean, like in any black movie.
But I mean, even in Star Wars, if you haven't seen it yet, I mean, I don't think I'm giving anything away, but you do get the feeling like it's the Taliban versus the US and the US are the bad guys.
Yeah. That
doesn't it feel like that in a lot of that movie?
I don't know about the US so much, but it definitely is. The empire
it feels
is
superpower.
White supremacists. Yeah,
it does feel well. I guess you know it does, but it just has that feeling to it.
And they're pushing all minorities now, which is cool.
Yeah, it's
but
great.
Since they're doing like all this diversity, they're not putting any white guys there.
Yeah,
so it does totally.
It's
look
just crazy
like,
to me that the one woman happens to be the leader. There's not one other woman in their whole group.
Oh, yeah.
There's not one other woman.
Sure.
And it's like she became the best soldier, and not one other woman rose to even medium soldier.
Well, she was trained by the guys.
I know. So. I'm saying.
And also, there was the Mom Mothra woman who was like the leader of the rebellion. She was.
Yeah, but that's not. She's
not
like,
in the main group,
she's
but she's a general. Yeah, she's very
queeny. She's not very like warrior.
Yeah.
It's just funny to me that they like. It's like they
did the bare minimum.
It's almost like they tried so hard that it's now that they didn't try enough.
They
tried so hard to be like every race, get the woman who's the strong woman that they were like, that they didn't even, that it's not even real.
They could have put two girls. Yeah, I don't know why they didn't do that.
There should be a henchman girl. I don't know.
Henchman girl. Yeah, that's true. All right.
Well, Greg, it was great to have you here.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Always a pleasure. We're going to do some more emails. Greg had to get going to, you know, go fight with his girlfriend on her period. So we're going to let him go. We'll be right back with more emails and hypotheticals in the news. We'll be right back. Hey guys, welcome back. Our buddy Greg Stone, at Greg Stone _. If you don't follow him, go follow him right now. He's got a great podcast with Brendan Ayer and Anthony DeVito. They've all been on this show a bunch of times. OKPs. It's called the Rad Dude Cast. You could all go check it out. Mansamp's going to fill in. We're going to do some more emails and we'll go to hypotheticals in the news.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Let's do it. This one's called Reputation Within a Sorority. J Train. Love the podcast. Helps with the 15 minutes walks up a giant hill to class every day. I'm a freshman at a top university in the Southeast. I've been to a couple sorority events, including semi-formal with this one girl, and we've had it hooked up a couple times. Before each event, we pre-gamed with her group of friends in their dorms. I thought I was into this girl, but after the semi-formal, I realized she's just a boring person and I'm not that into her. So that basically fizzled out. However, the pre-game and throughout the night, I felt like one of her friends and I had a pretty good vibe going, and we got along well. The semi was more than a month ago, and I've since been liking girl number two's Instagram photos and whatnot, tapping on the window, he writes. I love that that's becoming a thing.
It's a thing. You made it a thing.
My question is, if I go for this girl, does it give me a bad reputation with the entire sorority since they are in the same one and even the same friend group? Is there any way to cleanly pull this off? What's the best move? What do you think?
I mean, this is more your world than mine. I mean, I think there, of course, there's going to be a way to do it, but yeah, it's a little tricky.
Listen, girls talk.
Yeah.
Girls talk. That girl knows that you've been tapping on the window.
Right.
The other girl knows. So whatever's happened has happened. You know, so it's, you're already down the road. You can't worry about your reputation, like the weather around you. You can only worry about if you bring an umbrella or not.
Right.
You know,
right.
You can only do what's on you. So like, if people want to say bad things, let them say bad things, but at the same time, just go forward.
Yes.
You know, I don't think there's anything wrong. If you went with this girl, you hooked up a couple times, and then at some point you said to her, hey, listen, this has been fun, but I don't want anything more serious. I enjoyed our time together, but it's just not, I'm not looking to hook up anymore. If you said that, that is more mature than 99% of guys.
Right, right.
If you haven't, and it's just fizzled, and you haven't spoken in a month, then okay, now there's some gray to this.
Yeah,
which is probably the case. That's probably what happened. It's probably they hooked up, he went to the semi, they didn't talk, they haven't talked for a couple months, now he's tapping on the window of this other chick. Yeah, that other girl is not going to be so happy. I mean, the minute she gets a boyfriend or another guy is the minute she doesn't give a fuck about you anymore.
Right.
So you have to go forward willingly with this new girl, and what I would do, send her a message, ask her to come over and hang out with your friends. Hey, we're doing this pregame.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, your reputation won't be bad because you're a good person.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, going back, like the girl that wrote in about her virginity before, there's only so much planning that you could do. Yeah. And that's what this guy's trying to do. It's like you have to, like you said, go forward and make the right choices as you go forward. But what's done is done.
She's already knows that you're liking her Instagram picture.
Yeah.
Or she hasn't told her friend because she kind of has a thing for you too.
Right.
And if that's the case, keep going. And is she responding to you? Is she tapping back on your window?
Right.
If not, maybe you're just delusional, buddy.
Could be.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Mansamp, @Mansamp on Twitter and Instagram. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on the Labs Network. Why do I have feelings?
Oh.
Bradley Juper. All feathers aside, I'm a senior in college. I recently got involved with this girl 3 years younger. 886/7.
Okay.
She's beautiful and was the past. She was a teen something winner. So
okay.
I'm not going to say the state.
Quite a pedigree here.
There's a pedigree. Her personality does not match her body or hot level and gives off a dull sorority vibe.
Hmm.
It all started when we saw each other over at a party fall break. We hit it off and had sex that night. Immediately after, she told me she had a crush on me since freshman year, my sophomore year. We continued to talk, and I even took her to my formal, and she took me to hers.
A part that I left out was that she was talking to my pledge brother weeks before our formal. He'd actually asked her. She lied to him and told him that her and I had been seeing each other for several weeks and told him that she could no longer go. Upon hearing this, although not true, I felt obligated to take her. She was fun to hang out with, but we really didn't have anything other than hook up, and most of the time she came to my place. Being a senior, I didn't want a girlfriend at the time and had a few other girls I was talking to as well. Things continued, and I went to several other sorority formals, which I didn't tell her about, but assumed she knew. When school finished, I went home to my parents that night. I was at a huge party at school and saw Snapchats of her making out with another guy at the party. I don't know why I would feel jealous, and I was so fine with me hooking up with other girls before there was any, whatever reason, I couldn't watch her do the same.
Well, yeah, man.
Let me know if you have any words of wisdom. Thanks. Love the podcast. So he's, you know, he wasn't really into this girl, but he was hooking up with her. He wasn't like, he was into the hookup, but not, right. You know, whatever. Then he goes home, sees her making out on Snapchat. He's feeling a little jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it makes sense.
Of course, right. Well, that's the thing. When somebody's into you and you don't necessarily feel like you're into them or whatever, you're not as deep into it as they are, that feels good. That's an ego boost. And then yeah. When you see it, you're like, okay, well, let it go away. And then you see her hooking up with another guy. You're like, well, what's that guy have?
Well, it's so funny. He's created this environment.
Right.
This is the waters that you've set the temperature to.
Yeah.
So you've said, I'm going to go to multiple formals, even though you and I are hooking up. She knows that.
Well, he assumes she knows that. That's the thing, too.
I assume she knows it, too.
Right.
In these sorority, whatever, every circle you're in, whether it's athletics or sorority or work or whatever, everyone knows everything.
Yeah.
It's very hard to keep a secret in these bubbles. So your bubble of the Greek system, she definitely knew that you went to other formals and whatever. The fact that she's putting makeouts on Snapchat is a little weird to begin with. It strikes to me that she wants to let you know that she's not as into it as you think.
Oh, interesting.
Like, okay. Like that, because it seems like it's a little too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really in the, you know, I'm so far removed from that world, but that does seem like a bit of a red flag of like, wow, she's really
I look at people's Snapchat stories. Yeah. I've never seen someone hardcore making out with some dude.
Right.
So it is a little strange that she would do that. It almost seems like she's looking to put up a flare to be like, yeah, I'm fucking doing this too.
Right.
What you have to do, because this happens all the time. We all say we don't want relationships. Then the girl that we're hooking up with all the time and says, yeah, I don't want one either, and goes and fucks another guy.
Right.
And you have to figure out if it's that you like this person or it's your ego.
Yeah.
Are you mad because you're looking at the other guy being like, is he better than me? Or are you mad because you're looking at her thinking, does she not like me anymore? And you have to weigh those. You have to go and masturbate, get the cum out of you. And then be like, okay, what does my brain say? Because it's okay to have it be one or the other. It's okay to say, yeah, I'm upset because it's my ego. I don't really like her in that way. And I'm seeing that another guy can get the girl that I can get.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's a human thing.
Right.
That's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's also okay to say, holy shit, I'm going to miss being around this girl and her personality if she goes with this other guy that she's making out with us on Snapchat.
Yeah, it's always easier to look at a thing you have or, you know, are doing and be like, meh. And then when it's gone, you realize, maybe I was overblowing that.
Yes.
You know? So that, but right, you're saying exactly that.
But I mean, it's deciding which of those things they are.
Yeah.
And then being honest enough with yourself to say, okay, I will move forward knowing this is how I feel.
Yeah.
And if it's, you know, you feel something for her, you go forward saying, hey, you start making more plans and having more, and not saying, hey, I want to be together, just saying, hey, look, you want to come over? Let's go for dinner. Let's spend time together that we weren't doing before.
Yeah, you escalate the relationship.
Escalate the relationship. Or you say, this is about my ego, and you say, you know, I'm going to stop calling that girl.
Yep.
I'm going to stop using her for my ego and find another girl that maybe I'll like a little bit more than her. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I like this one.
All right, me too.
Addicted to threesomes.
Whoa.
Hey, Jay.
It's going to be a high school email.
I'd be like, oh, how are you? What has gone wrong with our world?
Yeah.
Hey, Jay, I'd tickle your balls, but you'd probably like it too much. XOXO. I would. Here's the sitch. One of my friends with benefits I've had for 6 months got a girlfriend. So this is a chick. So one of my friends with benefits I've had for 6 months got a girlfriend, then offered me to do a threesome with them. I couldn't turn it down because it was on my bucket list to be with a girl and do a threesome. I'm in my early 30s and finally feel mature enough to do one. Good for her.
Love it, yeah.
Love it. He's hot with a big caucus. Oh. I've never heard caucus before. Caucus?
I guess he's got a big dick.
That's... Caucus sounds like what you say when you like cough. Caucus!
That's political season. It's a caucus.
Yeah. Yeah, she's cute, and so naturally I said yes. He set it up by making me meet them at a bar, and they asked me over for drinks to this house. She didn't know I knew him already.
Interesting.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's... Is that right? What do you think?
It's not... I mean, as long as you're not forcing her into anything, you know, if it just feels like...
If
well,
she felt right with it, but it's still a little weird that he, like, they both know that they know each other.
Yeah. Well, that's the power... You know, that's the dynamic of the relationship. Then. Like, that's setting it off where it's like these two who have hooked up before have a bit of a secret. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And well, how good could this relationship ever get?
Right.
So, that's... I'm getting a little hot. She didn't know I knew him already. She started talking to me first, so it immediately made me feel comfortable. I went, and it happened, and it was fucking fantastic. I was worried I would feel left out, and it was not at all. However, she barely touched me. I kind of felt bad for her watching her watch her boyfriend fuck me. Sorry if TMI.
No,
I mean,
it's fine.
Just enough. She seemed to like it, though. Anyways, I didn't hear from them after, which is okay, but... If they hit me up again, should I participate? I really want to, but feel bad for the girl. The sex is so good, though. And two, ever since, I can't stop thinking about finding another couple to do this with. One preferably with a girl a little more enthusiastic towards me. But I have no clue how to find this type of couple. Any tips? Have you or your guests ever had threesomes? Thanks. What do we think?
Well, to me, be careful about that. Like, you know, this is a good environment, a good situation to do that in.
I mean, other than the girl who has no idea that they already know each other, which is a little bit weird.
Which may or may not be true.
But it is the perfect situation.
Yeah. She could get for the girl that wrote in, you can get more, I don't want to say aggressive, but it's like you can be more physical with the other girl.
See how that goes.
Maybe she's...
There's also apps for this. There's like Thrinder, right?
Oh,
there
really?
Yeah. There's like fetish app. You can find... The internet is a disgusting wasteland of places to come.
Yeah.
You know, so like I don't have to show you where to go. Put in threesome app and you can figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't think it's anything to be embarrassed about. I think it's nice. I think it's nice that she's in the part of her life where she's like, listen, this is cool to me. It makes me hot. I'm going to go with it.
Right.
Good for you. As far as you feeling bad for the girl, I think she feels the most bad because she didn't know that they knew each other.
Yeah.
And obviously, girls know that shit. Girls get an intuition. I think you want to be way more honest than you were. I think if you go back to this... I don't think you just, I think next time we'll feel more comfortable because maybe, but she has to know that you two had a thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think she was completely in the dark about it.
But I'm saying I don't think she was completely in the dark in the way that she had an intuition.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think like she was probably picking up on like, wow, they have some sort of vibe.
Yes.
Which like, you know, whether she knew or not. I'm saying like she could probably tell like,
on
why are they
level,
more
right.
comfortable having sex than I am with my boyfriend?
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
completely,
there has to be a moment where she's like, how does she know that he likes the balls tickle?
Yeah.
You know, like,
she's feathering. Yeah.
Why is her thumb up his ass and he's not saying even moving?
Right.
Like, he doesn't even flinch. The thumb fits perfectly.
Yeah, he just goes, ah, perfect.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like the perfect shape of her thumb.
Yeah.
It's like, this is weird. You know, like, I just think, like, that's... why she feels bad and why it felt a little awkward is because obviously this girl was like, there's something off.
Right.
So I think like being as open and honest as you can be with the next person, you're not going to have that same experience.
That's true. Yeah, I think you're right.
jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Also, call me anytime you're in New York. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. We'll do one more.
Yeah, let's do it.
What do you want? This one is, I feel like I'm dating my brother.
Ugh.
Spring break complications. Another.
Okay.
Let's do spring break.
All right, let's do it.
Because we're coming on that time of year.
Maybe we'll do both.
Planning that shit. Maybe we will. Shalom J. Tranny. I took your advice on one of your older podcasts relating to faking a medical condition at the airport. I haven't flown anything less than business class for free since. Wow. Back to my current issue. I'm currently a sophomore at a Big Ten school in the South. With spring break coming upon us, Big Ten school in the South.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know shit about college sports, so your guess is as good as mine. Matt, you got any idea? Well, whatever. We don't have to name. Okay.
I don't think that exists. With spring break coming upon us, I can already smell cheap vodka and bad decisions lingering in the air. This girl, 778, and I have been hooking up steadily for the past 6 months, invited me on her spring break to Puerto Rico with seven other dime sorority sisters and a few dudes with different fraternities. I'm tempted to accept knowing I have a guaranteed slam during this entire trip while I'm there, not to mention she's very cool and enjoys spending time with her. On the other hand, me and my boys are thinking about heading off to South Padre, Texas for a slur of debauchery. Should I take the safe route with the girl I've been hooking up with or go running dick in hand into the darkness of the unknown with my friends? Any advice would be appreciated. What do you think?
I mean, I either way, I think it's a win-win. You just got to figure out which one you actually want to do. You know, I mean, it could be a bit of an uncomfortable time, I feel like, going with the random fraternity guys with a group of girls that already know each other. But if she's hot and you want to sleep with her, that's great. But you know you're going to have fun with your friends.
I'll say this. And we've had emails of like, which one should I go on? Should the girlfriend come? Should this? This one's very specific and I'm going to give very specific advice. Go with your friends.
There you go.
The girlfriend couple's trip will be there for at least 10 to 15 years from now.
Right.
That's in the fold. You're going to do that when you get out of college. You might do that when you get a girlfriend. You might do that when you get a wife. That couple's trip with your hot girl that you've been with is going to be there. And if this girl is the right girl, it'll be there when you get home. The buddy's trip is going away, and it's going away soon.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know, the trip where you're basically single and all your buddies are single and everyone's going there to have with number one intention is get fucked up and have fun. Those days are ending. So take the buddy trip, especially South Padre Island versus Puerto Rico. Like I live in New York City now. Puerto Rico is an easy place for me to get to. It's a direct flight. I'll tell you this. I don't think I'm ever getting to South Padre Island. I think I missed that boat.
Yeah.
In college with your buddies, you can look at a map, point at a place, and be like, yeah, let's just fucking go. Because everyone's just down and no one cares about sleeping on beds. And, you know, you're in the right spot.
Yeah, I hear that for sure.
Go with your buddies because they're going away.
Yeah. Is that correct? Am I too old? Do I hear that and I'm like, go to Puerto Rico. But you're right. No, you're 100% right. Because there were so many times when you're just hanging out with your friends. No necessarily a plan, but you know it's going to be a fun time.
Yeah. I mentioned on this podcast before the trip I'm doing to Vegas.
I love
with a bunch
idea,
of my buddies. Yeah. Like, it is like, it was difficult. We had to plan that a year in advance.
Oh, yeah.
Like, my buddy and I started talking about this last Oscar season.
Yeah.
So we had to really get people involved and have to like move things around. And like, even then you didn't know if people were going to come.
Right.
And that, you know, it's not like we can even look at each other in the eye and say every year, man, because we know it's not every year.
Yeah.
It's a once in a lifetime. So do the fucking South Padre and say to this girl, I would look at that girl and be like, listen, have fun. I'm going with my buddies.
Right.
And maybe she goes and makes out with some dude at the hotel, whatever. Maybe you go. Meet a little Texas honey.
Sure. Likely that you're going to do that.
Likely. Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do one more.
Yeah.
X messages me about my new ex.
Ugh.
I'm 19 and in college. I used to date this girl and we were together for about a year. We broke up because the relationship was rocky and the best thing was to end it. We ended on pretty good terms, stayed friends for about, but shortly after she ended up with a new boyfriend. I was all right with it. We didn't talk much and they were together for about a year also, but then broke up. Now she will constantly message me saying how much she misses him and wants him back. But she doesn't just go and message him about it that, but keeps coming to talk to me about it. I've already told her to message him about it, and she won't do it. She keeps coming back with an excuse for why she won't message him. And honestly, that what guy likes to talk to her ex about her new boyfriend's problems, especially when she keeps saying how perfect he is. I don't want to be mean, but what should I say? So, J-Train, this is where you come in. What should I do?
Oh, I mean, honestly, it's either a one text ender or you could just stop answering her. But I would just say, listen, I don't want to do this. If you want to talk to this guy, go for it. But we don't have anything going on, and I'm not the place to come for advice.
Yeah. It's one more message, then you stop answering.
Exactly.
It's one more message. Because right now, she messages this guy because he's a stunt double for her real ex.
Right. It's proof that she can hook up with guys.
Yeah, well,
but not the guy she wants.
But she could say all the things she wants to say to him right. on this guy without any consequences. So he's just a punching dummy. For these lines that she's giving him.
Right.
She's telling him how perfect this this boyfriend was. And if she said it to her that guy, he'd be like, well, I'm not into you. She'd have to hear an answer.
Well, and like, do the guys know each other anyway? So it doesn't really make sense.
It only makes sense because he's a warm body that's a guy that can fill the place that won't tell her that he's not into her.
Right.
All she can keep talking and talking and talking and have no consequence for this guy not being into her because she's just going to a guy who doesn't have a fucking clue what he feels.
Yeah.
So what he says, you say, hey, this is the last time I'm going to respond. I only wish you luck, but you have to take care of your issues on your time. I don't have time for this. That's all you say.
Yep.
And then if she comes back to you with hatred or badness, ignore, block.
Right. Yeah. Like what, realistically, what does she want you to do about it? Other than just be there, that's it. You know,
let's do one more email. All
right,
let's finish with emails. We'll go straight through because we took care of Greg's problems.
Yeah, poor guy. I love Greg.
Greg's the best. You guys all at @GregStone_money, whatever the fuck it is. Formal with a friend.
Okay.
I attend an SC school in our spring formal this year for fraternities down to NOLA. It's a trip down to NOLA. It's pretty soon after we get back from break, so a lot of us already got dates. I asked a girl I'm really good friends with if she wants to go one night at the bars when fairly intoxicated, and now we're going. She's really good friends. We've been good friends since the beginning of the year after she fellated, past tense of fellatio, one of my pledge brothers. Classic. There hasn't really been much sexual tension between us, but I do think she's a good-looking girl, approximately 8'6"8". Since it's formal weekend and all, I kind of like to slip someone the hot beef.
Don't do that, yeah.
So I figure my date would be the proper person, right? The thing is, and I probably sounded like a bitch for this, but I really do value her as a friend because she's always been someone I've enjoyed being around, and we kind of help each other start our current friend group at the beginning of this year. However, I really don't see me and her ever in a relationship. My question for you, is there any way I can give my not long but thin medium for the weekend and not have things be weird after? How would I go about doing that? Should I just not risk making things weird and play the field, other dates, and more than likely STD-ridden random girls of NOLA bars? Your advice is greatly appreciated, as if I have no idea how to go about this. Don't really care. Okay. What do you think?
Well, look, as always, there's a way to do it without making it awkward. Your one option is to not do it, obviously. Your second option is if it does come up and you guys are actually friends and you're feeling it, just do it, and then you got to play the game afterward and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But be honest with her. You know, like, if you're actually friends and you're going with her and you think it's going to be a good time, be like, listen, if something happens this weekend, it happened. You know, whatever. You got to say what you said to us to her.
I don't think he has to say it to her. I think he should. I think this trip defines what this relationship is.
Sure, yeah.
So if he goes and you hook up, that will be what the relationship is. A girl that you once made out with that you don't talk to anymore. Okay?
Right.
Okay, but if you go and have fun and put the dick away, that hookup has a chance in the future.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can let this be a fun relationship that doesn't have to do with dick. You know? Like, and I'm just saying, like, if he goes and hooks up, and if he goes with the goal of hooking up, that's all it can be.
Yeah, no, that's the wrong approach to have.
The friendship has no survival to it.
Right.
If he goes on this trip with her and has the best time, and maybe they, like, hook up, it doesn't have to just be that.
Well, and also, she might not be thinking that way, too. She might be looking to hook up when she goes down there. Not with you. She might, you know.
Maybe. I mean, I'm being confusing. I think he shouldn't go with the goal of hooking up. I think he should be going with the goal of having fun with a friend.
Agreed.
These hookups... they generally manifest themselves. They don't come through you doing the math on the fucking green board. You know,
right,
like
right.
They don't happen that way. You can't plan for that. But if you go in planning to hook up, you're going to ruin this friendship.
Yes.
There's a chance for the friendship if you go looking to have fun and a hookup happens.
Completely.
Yeah. So I'm saying you don't want to ruin the friendship. So that should be your goal for the whole trip, is to have fun with your friend.
Yeah.
If these other things happen, they can happen. But I'm just saying, if your goal is for them to happen, then you're not being a real friend.
Of course. You're going to change the way you're acting. You're going to behave differently around other girls, whatever.
So the move is, if you're going with a friend, just go with her as a friend.
Yeah.
And have a great time. There might be a chance that maybe she comes to you, maybe you go to her. Whatever it happens, but at least it was done with a good faith effort of going with a friend.
Agreed. Yeah.
So, you know, and you're going to have a good time. It'll be great. But, you know, you're going to New Orleans. Fucking let New Orleans happen.
There's plenty to do there.
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Mansamp, thanks for filling in.
Absolutely. Anytime. I love doing
it. A pleasure. Go follow Mansamp on Twitter, @Mansamp on Twitter and Instagram. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on the Labs Network. I'm Jared Fried. That is the conclusion of another week of episodes. Thank you guys for listening. You can find me on all platforms, JTrain56. Also, every Monday, I'm live tweeting The Bachelor now, so get involved with that. And we will be back next episode. Boom!
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom!